coming to you from the Sherpa Chalet at the top of beautiful downtown Mount Podcastia. It's a special episode of Too Many Podcasts. I'm Jim the Podcast Sherpa, and today it's a special episode where I get to speak with people from the entertainment industry. So get yourself an aisle seat, pop up some popcorn, and get a cold drink ready, and sit back. Don't crunch too loud, or else you'll miss the interview from the Sherpa Screening Room. Hey there, Rebels of the Sherpalution. Welcome to the Sherpa Screening Room. It's me, Jim the Podcast Sherpa. Whew, fifth day of Hollywood Week. Definitely keeping very busy this time of year. I'm sure you're wondering, well, we've spoken to some people who've done movies and TV shows in the past, but what about the up-and-coming people? What about the future stars? We've got Russell Rapp, and he'll be coming out with a movie in the near future called Power Child. And we had a nice little chat about his career and the movie that will be coming up, and we'll have to keep an eye open for it. And when it does open, I'll let you know by shooting a post on social media at Sherpalution, which is available at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you know you don't have to forget. You can remember this. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Audible, where you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. And there's over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. All right, well, let's head on down to my interview with Russell. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sherpa Screening Room right here in the Sherpa Chalet. Today's guest, he's pretty much a newcomer to the screen, and I get to talk to him now, and we'll have to wait and see how big he's going to get with his movie called Power Child. Not only is he acting in it, he's also the writer and the producer of the movie. Say hello to Mr. Russell Rapp. How you doing, Russ?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing very well, and welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Why don't we start, and you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. I'm an electrical technician. That's what I do for my day job. I've been in manufacturing for 12 years, and I kind of started manufacturing around the same time I started filmmaking. I graduated from high school in 2006, and got into UArts in Philly. I was there for 2 years. Very good school. I had an amazing time in Philly, learning about film and art and foundation of art, drawing, sculpture, stuff like that. And I started becoming more and more interested in film. And then I transferred to Montclair State, graduated there in 2012, and I've just been making videos ever since. I have two channels on YouTube. I have one channel, just Russell Rapp. It's got about 100 videos. And another channel, it's called Lord Byron's Metro Trails Experience. That's kind of like a comedy reality miniseries about a hiking group. And I know a friend of mine, he hikes all over the tri-state area, New Jersey, New York, PA. And I love this guy. He's hilarious. And I started recording the hikes and making some videos out of them. So that's one channel. And, you know, right now I'm in the middle of putting together a feature film. And it's called Power Child. And I'm very excited about this project. It's growing and growing every day. The more and more I put time into it, the more and more it gets bigger and bigger, and people start to find out what I'm doing and they get interested. We shot last year, the first week of August. Went really well. Brought on Alexandria Pasucci. She's all over Facebook right now, all over Instagram. Beautiful actress, gorgeous, very talented. We brought on an actor, Ryan. He plays Travis. He's one of the imaginary characters. And I wrote the script back in 2018, and it was just like a rough draft at first. And I kept revising it, going over it. I hired a ghostwriter to look at it, he revised it for me, and after that I finished it, came up with the final draft, and then after it was really, really good, I sent it out to a lot of filmmakers and actors that I know on Facebook. And this whole time I've been using Facebook as like a marketing tool. Like I've been using Facebook to promote the film. I have a page on Facebook that's mostly about Power Child. It's called Broken Bowl Productions, LLC. That's my business. I started Broken Bowl Productions in 2015. And at first I didn't really know what to do with it. So I kind of just stayed with my day job, electrical technician, and, worked. And then as I was getting money, I wanted to get the business rolling, and it's doing really good right now. I have 5 pages on Facebook. I just put up a page a couple days ago called Who Wants to Be Famous, and that has a little over 100 members already. That's what's going on next year, or this year, the first week of August. Again, we're going to shoot again for a week. And we're bringing in Michael Whaley from Florida. He's going to play the father. I'm playing Cal, the main character. We have Elena Goins. She's going to be the daughter. We have Brent Anthony from California, Los Angeles. He's going to be young Cal. He's going to be in the first 3 pages of the script. That's his part there. He starts off the movie. He establishes what the movie's about in those first 3 pages. It's a lot of fun. I love it. I'm passionate about filmmaking. I've always been, and I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Well, you know, that's a very 21st century approach to filmmaking, going through Facebook and YouTube, and it's a good way to build up a following, too, before you take a step onto bigger and better things. I'm curious, when you were growing up, or maybe at certain points, were there certain types of movies that really kind of drew you in, even if it's a specific movie or a specific kind of genre of movie, that made you really say, this is what I want to do, this is why I want to make movies?
Well, it's funny. Growing up, I wasn't allowed to watch TV until I was like 13. My family didn't really want me watching TV until I got a little older. So, I started watching like X-Files and Sliders. I don't know if you remember those shows.
Sure.
Those kind of sparked my interest, and then I must have watched Breakfast Club like 100 times. Like at one point, I knew every single line to that movie. One of my favorite movies, Scarface, was another one of my favorite movies. I really hope they make a remake of that someday. I know the original Scarface was done years, years ago before the Al Pacino Scarface, so a remake would be really a third version, I think. But, Scarface, Breakfast Club, those two movies really stuck out. I've watched hundreds of movies, but those two movies really stuck out, and I think right now, I think Avatar is probably my favorite movie right now. In school they always say Citizen Kane is like the greatest movie ever made, but that's kind of like here and there, that's what they say, but I mean, I love that movie, but for some reason they always point Citizen Kane as like the greatest movie ever made. So, you know, Orson Welles, he started War of the Worlds radio show. He was the most controversial director, entrepreneur, person around that time, I think. because the thing that he did with War of the Worlds is he made people believe that the Earth was being invaded by aliens. He made everybody believe, and people started panicking. I mean, that's like, he had this like wit, this charm about him that really people drew to. So he was really smart guy. It's an unfortunate that he became an alcoholic later on in life.
So why don't we talk a little bit about Power Child, if you could talk a little bit about the plot.
Okay, Power Child, the plot, I don't want to give too much away.
No, you don't have to, don't worry. No spoilers.
But no spoiler alerts. I on my Facebook page, Broken Bowl Productions, there's a lot of like things in there from the movie, like in the making, like behind the scenes, photos on set, photos of editing, just little things that kind of spark people's interest. The plot, it's a feature-length film, so, you know, it has beginning, middle, and end, obviously, but the first three pages has a beginning, middle, and end. The whole thing together obviously has a beginning, middle, and end, and I don't want to give too much away, but I think probably the most dramatic part of the movie is going to be a nightmare that Cal has. He's dreaming, and he has this nightmare that tells everyone that it's really a psychological thriller. That's the genre, it's a psychological thriller. So he has this nightmare where he's in New York, he's walking through New York, it's nighttime, there's rainstorm, thunderstorm, and there's a group of snakes that he's following. And these snakes lead him into an alleyway, and the snakes disappear, and then he sees his dead father holding a gun to Ashley, Cal's girlfriend. They have a really big fight, and something happens in this scene that gets a little confusing. So it's not unleashed, the secrets aren't unleashed until the end of the movie. So it's like guessing, you're guessing, it's like kind of like a mystery, psychological thriller kind of thing.
You know, I know there's a lot of different directors and producers that really kind of put their mark on their style of movies. I mean, you can usually tell a Steven Spielberg movie, a Martin Scorsese movie, Quentin Tarantino. What do you think, as your filmmaking career expands, what do you think will be your trademark?
I plan on doing this for the rest of my life. I have a lot of feature ideas. I think I'm best at features. Right now I'm doing really good with this one. I have a space epic idea that I'm writing right now. I'm halfway through the script. That might be my trademark. That might be the best one I can possibly do. So since it's a space epic, it's going to cost a lot of money to put together. This thing about film is like Titanic, right? Titanic took 10 years to make, but it was the highest grossing movie of all time at that time. And then James Cameron made Avatar. And I don't know how long it took to make Avatar, but it beat his own record from Titanic. After Avatar, that was the highest grossing movie of all time. And I just mentioned these movies because A Space Odyssey, 2021. Stanley Kubrick put so much work into that movie, and it was his space epic. And I think for Stanley Kubrick, that movie stands alone. It stands on its own 2 feet, and you can't remake that. It's kind of like very, very original. And the one thing I like about Stanley Kubrick, and he was always original with his work. He did develop movies out of books, like The Shining was a book, so not completely original, but I think Space Odyssey was original for when I can relax. So this Space Odyssey I talk about probably will be my trademark.
And I guess as time goes on and your career progresses, there'll probably be certain stylized things as well. I'm sure about the types of movies that you make, not only the types of movies that you make, but the way that you make them as well.
The ideas I have, they're all completely different. So it's a variety. You know how Steven Spielberg, he has a variety of films. He's not just like one track, like Jaws and then Jurassic Park and then like all these films that are just different from one another. That's kind of like how I feel like my ideas are. I'm not just sticking to one genre like Steven or like Scorsese. He has these gangster movies and that's his genre. That's cool. That's okay. He does his thing. Let him do his thing. He's awesome. I love that guy. My ideas are all completely different and they're all completely original.
Doesn't matter what you do, just as long as you're doing it well and the people are going to enjoy it, right?
Yeah, as long as you love it, as long as you really, really love it and get into it 100%, it's like nothing else matters. You know, if it makes you happy, that's what matters the most.
Now, you wrote Power Child. How long did it take you to write it? And did you have any challenges trying to come up with a plot development or even writing for other characters?
It took 3 months to write. It just kind of came to me. As I was writing, I was taking notes and developing it, and I would walk away, think about it, go back, write more. At one point, I was writing 10 pages a day. The more and more and the more I got into it, the more and more imagination started running, and I just put everything down on paper, and eventually I finished, and turned out to be 80 pages, and I was like, wow, okay, I made a feature. Well, I wrote a feature. I wasn't really thinking of making it, like, before I wrote it. I just really wanted to see if I could write it, and after I wrote it, I showed it to friends of mine, and we had a reading, we had a script reading at my friend's house, and he comes up to me, he says, hey, you should try to make this. And I was like, okay, all right, I'll try. So I don't have a lot of money, but I started doing it anyway. The cool thing about making videos on YouTube is you don't really need a budget for any of them, really. I mean, as long as you have a computer, a camera, you don't need a budget for, you know, there's so many videos on YouTube that are just kind of like some woman is at home recording herself talking. You know, that's all it is, and it's got millions of views. You don't need a budget. And I taught myself how to create videos without using a budget. But I am putting money into this, not a lot of money, but the quality of the film is looking really, really good. We use the 4K Blackmagic camera to shoot, and we're using a 5K resolution iMac computer to edit. So the quality is amazing. I don't know. The thing, though, about this project is I do need help with funding it. I need donations, if I could, from anyone that wants to help me out. You can always DM me on Facebook, reach out to me on Instagram. My Instagram is RAPPR72 on Instagram, and the hashtag for the film is Power Child Movie. So on Facebook, that's the hashtag on Facebook and Instagram. So I'm looking for a $50,000 budget to complete the whole film. If you think about it, that's not really a lot of money. I mean, it's in the industry, in this film industry, it takes so much more money to make really, really expensive films, like millions of dollars, you know? And this is an independent film. So $50,000 for an independent film still really isn't a lot of money, but I think that will be enough to complete the film.
Well, we can post all your links, your social links, and any other links that you would like on the show notes so that anybody listening to the show, they can check it out if they want to contribute or take a look at the work that you've already done, too. So, and we've got some pretty loyal listeners, too, so we'll see what happens with it, right? I'm happy to help here. When all is said and done, what would you like to remember the most about your debut movie?
I think I'd like to remember the people I've worked with on this project, because the people I'm putting into this project have been very loyal to me. They help me out, they lift me up, they lift my spirits up. They're easy to work with, and I plan on working with them down the road too in other movies, other films. So I'm getting really good friends out of this, very good colleagues, and that's what I want to remember the most, I think.
A lot of the producers and directors that I've just mentioned earlier, they all had to start somewhere. They didn't just walk in and say, okay, here's my blockbuster. There was, you know, they had to make a name for themselves as well.
And I know how that feels now, you know.
Because you're right there.
I know. I'm feeling it right now. I mean, it's exciting because, you know, I'm getting put on these talk shows to talk about the movie. So it's inspirational. It's really cool to be on these talk shows to talk about it, because I love talking about it. I can talk about it for hours. It's one thing to go to YouTube and put up videos, but I know they have movies and TV shows on YouTube TV, right? YouTube Live. There are movies and TV shows on YouTube. Those are like in another category. Like, there's a lot of other stuff on YouTube that is amateur. You know, it's just starting out, putting together some clips, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. It's a video is a video, but there's different levels. You know, there's the beginnings, the amateurs, it's like, I think I crossed over from being an amateur to a professional. Still a lot of work, but when you're doing something you love, it doesn't feel like work. That's the thing. It just doesn't feel like work anymore. And it's just kind of like a daily. Got to be aggressive and keep going.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say, this is really now filmmaking at another level for you.
Yeah, it definitely is. The people I've been meeting recently are on my level. Some of them are above my level. Some of them are below my level. I don't want to be arrogant or anything, but it's a hierarchy. I mean, it's like anything else. You go to a job, and you have a boss, and you have a supervisor, and you have a CEO, you have an owner, and then you have all these workers, builders, whatever it is. So there's always a hierarchy to anything.
Absolutely. Sooner or later, you'll be at the top of that hierarchy if you get the success that you want, right?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
All right, well, I'll be keeping my fingers crossed for you. His name is Russell Rapp. The movie is called Power Child, and like I said, Russell will send me his links, and I will put them in the show notes. So if you definitely want to check out his previous work or you want to contribute to his future work and current work, you'll be able to do that. Russell, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Jim.
A very special thanks to Mr. Russell Rapp for coming on down to the Sherpa Screening Room right here at the Sherpa Chalet. We hope you've enjoyed the show. And if you want to check out Russ's links, we will have them in the Sherpa Director's Sheet. You know, the show notes. You know, you can catch this show on all of your favorite podcast apps or my own website, sherpalution.com. And as I mentioned earlier, you can follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at sherpalution. That's all you got to do. Well, that's the end of Hollywood Week, folks. Hope you've enjoyed it. And next week, we will be returning to the regular format of Too Many Podcasts, and I'll be talking to one of your favorite podcasters. Thanks a lot for being so patient and doing all this listening. Viva la Sherpalution! Mr. Bruce, please show them the door. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Sherpalution! Viva la Sherpalution! Oh. Yeah, I'll come back now, you hear?